Today's topic, Palmetto and all the benefits. Saw Palmetto. The benefits have been known for a long time. Saw Palmetto plant was used by our ancestors in the early 20th century. Generations and generations. They used the berries to treat urinary tract problems, as well as for the male, increase sperm production. It's a great supplement for men and prostate cancer, our benign prostate, hyperplasia. It's one of the highest dietary supplements that people take into their bodies. Saw palmetto. Our ancestors used it to treat colds and coughs and sore throats. It was a natural remedy for asthma and chronic bronchitis. What about chronic pelvic pain syndrome or migraine headaches? It was also used for that. It increased our urine flow, as well as promoting relaxation and enhance our sexual drive. Saw palmetto and the prostate. It slows the production of the enzyme 5, helping improve our man's prostate health. It helps reduce inflammation, strengthens the immune system, helps the immune system boost its natural healing factors, treats benign prostate hypertrophy. If the prostate gland becomes inflamed or enlarged, it can compress the urethra. And this saw palmetto is going to help that. Reduces the risk of prostate cancer, helps with the libido and works as a natural remedy for impotence, helps with hair loss, helps with the hormone balance, keeps your hair from thinning. So again, treats benign prostate, reduces risk of prostate cancer, helps with hair loss, retains testosterone levels, supports your urinary tract system, retains testosterone levels. We'll go over a few other plants that we find in our streams and our forests, our lakes, and our waterbeds, because that was saw palmetto. And let's take a gander at what else we have out here in our world that our ancestors used. Our purple pitcher plant. You ever seen this? This is out in our bogs and our fens. The cutest little thing in the world. Catches water. The history of our ancestors' use was with the roots. It helped treat smallpox and liver ailments. Or if we were spitting up blood or used it as a diuretic, it helped with lungs as well. The dry leaf tea was used for fevers or chills. Also a diuretic and a laxative. It helps preventative for smallpox. Our ancestors were so smart, and thank God they passed this information on for other generations. And luckily, we can research all this through our ancestors by listening to our elders, as well as looking up books and online and things like that, just to really get an idea of what's out there. Narrow leaf blue-eyed grass lives in the swamps, marshes. Our ancestors use it for diarrhea, also to treat worms and stomach aches. The bitter nightshade. So cute. Available May through September. Available in most thickets. Externally used for warts and tumors. It's an anti-cancer remedy. Induces sweat. Great for skin eruptions, rheumatism, gout, bronchitis, and whooping cough. You got to be careful because it does cause vomiting and vertigo and convulsions. And I like to tell you guys that because I don't want to scare you, but I do want you to know that there's a lot of contraindications with a lot of plants out there. So sometimes I'm going to throw in there what they're bad for, because I just really want you to know that even though these are herbal remedies to help fix our body, the contraindications are traumatic. They could really hurt you. They could mix with the medications you're on. Or maybe your body just in general is allergic to it. Okay? Do you ever hear of skunk cabbage? I've never heard of skunk cabbage. And I love talking about some of the plants that we don't know, because we're going to come across something that we've never heard of. And then we come across a friend and they're like, oh, I take this skunk cabbage. It is great for epileptic seizures. I've had epilepsy since I was a child. So we kind of like to learn about everything, not just what's in our own backyards. So skunk cabbage is great for epileptic seizures, toothaches, whooping cough, convulsions. The roots are what we use and our ancestors used. Also good for cramps. Making it into a poultice for wounds, underarm deodorant. It helps reduce swelling. And you can also use it for anti-itch and rheumatism. The foam flower. Our ancestors used it for mouthwash, mouth sores, eye ailments. Safe for orifices is what that means. Used as a diuretic for diarrhea. Poultice for wounds. It's available April to May. So we're going to harvest that in the spring. Wild leaf cattail. Our ancestors pounded the roots, made it into healing for wounds and sores and boils, inflammation, burns. The fuzz from the flower heads applied to burns, prevent chafing in babies. Infused with milk, it was good for diarrhea. Also good for kidney stones. The leaves. Stinging nettle. Who tries to avoid that? I do. It's a diuretic and astringent. Great for gout. Glandular diseases. Poor circulation. Lymphatic issues. How about enlarged spleen? Iron-rich leaves. Helps with mucus in our lungs. Internal bleeding. Helps with diarrhea. Also been known to help treat prostate cancer, inflammation of the gallbladder, any hepatitis issues. Also, they like to use the stingers to relieve arthritis. Common vervain. Our ancestors used this as a female tonic. It's also good for colds, coughs, fevers. Stomach issues, stomach cramps. The root is a little stronger than the leaves. Let's look at the golden Alexander. Our ancestors used the root of this flower to heal wounds and to help sleep. Also used for syphilis. Our balsam fir. Antiseptic. Great for burns, sores, bruises, and wounds. The tea is for coughs and colds. Box elder. Use the inner bark as a tonic to induce vomiting. Maybe you have some poison in there. You also can boil the sap down for sugar. Our sugar maple, great for coughs, diuretic, expectorant. Use the inner bark for a tea. It's a liver tonic and a kidney cleanser. And those are some of our plants that we can use for healing like our ancestors.